Today's show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever thought about what your self-care non-negotiables are? With a hectic schedule, it's not only easy to let our priorities slip, sometimes we need help fine-tuning those priorities to maximize both our happiness and success. That's why so many people are choosing BetterHelp's therapy sessions as one of their self-care non-negotiables. If you've ever thought about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/living today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/living. Thank you. Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from What All the World Is A-Seeking by Ralph Waldo Trine, published in 1920. I often talk about the principle of love and service, and how this principle should be the foundation of your personality. In turn, I often hear someone say, "But love and service really don't come easily for me. What should I do?" My reply is this: forget self. Get out of it for a little while. And as it comes your way, do something for someone. Some kind service. Some loving favor. It makes no difference how small it may appear. But a kind look or a word to one weary with care, a helping hand or a little lift to one discouraged, may just change their life or their destiny. Show yourself a friend is someone who thinks they are friendless. There are 1,000 opportunities each day, right where you are. Not great things far away, but little things right at hand. With a heart full of love, do something. Then when you experience the rich returns that come to you, it will be unnecessary to urge yourself to do something again. The next time it will be easier and more natural. It becomes so because of that wonderful reflex nerve system that you have in your body. That one which says that whenever you do a certain thing in a certain way, it is easier to do the same thing the next time, and the next, and the next, until it is done with scarcely any effort on your part at all, for it has become second nature, a fully formed habit. That is the way that all habit is formed. And have you ever fully realized that life is, after all, merely a series of habits, and that it lies entirely within your own power to determine just what that series shall be? Making service to others the fundamental principle of one's life, around which all others properly arrange and subordinate themselves, is not, as the casual observer might think, an argument against one's own growth and development, or against the highest possible unfoldment of one's entire personality and powers. Rather, on the other hand, it is one of the greatest reasons, one of the greatest arguments in its favor. For the stronger your personality and the greater your powers, the greater the influence you have in the service of humankind. So if this be true, can there be possibly any greater incentive to your self-development than this one, which brings you up to your highest possibilities? The development merely for self alone can never have behind it an incentive so strong, a power so great. And after all, there is nothing in the world so great and so effective in the service of humanity as a strong, noble, and beautiful womanhood or manhood. It is this that ultimately determines the influence of every person upon their fellow citizens. Human life is the greatest power in the world, and it is character that gives our life its power. For in all true power, along whatever line it may be, it is living a life that tells. The individual self never should be lost sight of. It is the one thing of supreme importance, the greatest factor even in the life of the greatest service. Being always precedes doing, and having always precedes giving. But this law also holds, that when there is the being, it is all the more increased by the doing. And when there is the having, it is all the more increased by the giving. Keeping to oneself dwarfs and stultifies. Hoarding brings loss, but using brings even greater gain. To sum up, the more we are, the more we can do. The more we have, the more we can give. The most truly successful, the most powerful and valuable life is therefore the life that is founded upon the great immutable law of love and service, which in turn, ironically, becomes the supremely self-centered life. Supremely self-centered in that it may become all the more supremely unself-centered. That is to say, it is a life that looks forward to creating an even greater self, in order that there may be ever greater service.